With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Federal Reserve keeping its key interest rate unchanged. Here's George Williams.
That announcement comes at the conclusion of the Fed's Open Market Committee meeting. At the end of last year, the Fed reduced its key interest rate three times for a full-point drop from 5.3 to near 4.3%. Previously, the Fed had rapidly jumped its rate to combat inflation, a key indicator. While September's inflation measure dropped to 2.4%, approaching the Fed's 2% target, the needle went the other way for four straight months before finally falling back a month ago to an annual rate of 2.8%. George Williams reporting.
Attacks on property carrying the logo of Elon Musk's electric car company cropping up from coast to coast. Tesla showrooms, vehicle lots, charging stations, and more have all been targeted. Also at srnnews.com, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says the United States will begin work on a new 7-mile stretch of border wall. Here's Bob Agnew with more on that story.
Noem announced on X the U.S. is building another stretch of wall in Arizona and punctuated her message with the phrase, "Make America safe again." On his first day in office in 2021, President Joe Biden halted all border wall construction. Combined with lax enforcement at the border, that allowed millions of illegals to enter the country during the previous administration. Noem says illegal border crossings have already decreased by 95% under President Trump. Bob Agnew reporting.
In hopes of limiting fraudulent claims, Social Security Administration is imposing tighter identity proofing measures. That effort will require millions of recipients to visit agency field offices rather than interact over the phone. Wall Street today, the Dow was up 383 points. This is SRN News. Congress considering another pro-life bill.
It's called the Protecting Life and Integrity in Research Act, which would make it illegal for scientists to carry out research using tissue from aborted babies. Senators John Kennedy of Louisiana and Cindy Hyde-Smith of Mississippi are co-sponsoring the bill. Hyde-Smith says, quote, "There are ethical and scientifically valid ways to conduct fetal tissue research without relying on the body parts of aborted babies. It's an affront to the sanctity of life." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion advocates and other liberal groups complaining it's too difficult for underage girls to get abortions without the parents' knowledge. Since 2022, 11 states have enshrined abortion in their constitutions, but seven of those states still require girls under 18 to get consent. Pro-life advocates point out children under 18 have to get parental permission for a wide range of activities. This is SRN News. Trump administration directing the Homeland Security Department to end language translation services for those calling about their immigration or employment status or even their benefits. Tayshia Stevens explains.
The move follows the president's March 1st order making English the official language of the United States. The administration says the reason is twofold. The cancellation of the contract with a translation service provider saves over $580,000. The English-only requirement encourages people to learn English. The president's order said, quote, "Speaking English not only opens doors economically, but it helps newcomers engage in their communities, participate in national traditions, and give back to our society."
European Union has outlined steps that Apple must take to open up its iPhone and iPad operating systems to work better with competing technologies. More details at srnnews.com.